This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Stevie.
I'm Tessa.
And welcome to Nobody Panic.
You're you. Just sit back, relax,
get us in your ears. We're going to help you, as ever, solve a adult problem,
large
in your
or
life.
Small.
You can introduce the topic this week because it's one of your suggestions, which is French for suggestion.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Well, today's topic was initially called How to Be the Centre of Attention.
Which I had some pushback on.
Absolutely.
Because I think it sounded horrific.
And quite rightly, there was push.
Yeah. And back.
And so we've settled on, we've compromised at how to cope with being the centre of attention, which is what I meant.
And I'm still quite interested to know what direction it's going to take, because I feel like, are we talking like, if you're introverted and you're thrust into a place where you have to suddenly do a best man speech, or you
exactly
have to get
that.
Married, or it's your birthday, which I find very difficult.
It's all of those things.
And I think what could be obnoxious is the reason that I did some back pushing.
Of course.
Is because I thought it would make a sound like, which it might do in the title, but if you look at the title and you don't listen, more fool you, because it isn't like this. I thought it sounded like, because maybe people that listen know that we occasionally take to the boards and are at one with the stage.
Yes.
That we would be like, how to be centre of attention, like we love being. I cannot stand it when it's my birthday and a birthday party.
Yeah, so if you Google how to be the centre of attention, which to me was like how to cope with being the centre of attention.
Yes.
There was about 800 Reddit forums, mostly from men, basically being like, just say your points louder.
Like, right, yeah.
It was genuinely about how to make yourself the centre of attention.
And that's what I was worried at the time, what you
meant
by the title.
Which is absolutely not what the topic is, because I think both of us, as you say, we tread and we do a job.
We dabble in the arts
and we do a job in which you are literally asking people to look.
Pay to look at you.
Oh, and to literally be the centre, which I know is a lot of people's absolute living nightmare.
Oddly, I think it's mine. I don't know why that is.
And I love doing my show so much, but I find afterwards, when people have come to see me and then hanging out in the bar, I find taking any compliments, the sheer tidal wave of compliments.
The constant adoration is hard.
That actually extremely hard. Mm. And increasingly, as friends of mine get married or have to do big presentations or do things, the number of brides I know who are confident, wonderful women who have got married and then afterwards been like, I didn't realise I hated being looked at. I didn't know.
Understood, yeah.
And so many people... is such a popular thing at weddings that people are like on the dance floor and they're like, oh, okay, like now I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
But the first half of this day was actually awful.
Yeah.
Like I really did not enjoy so many of these bits.
Everyone's taking pictures of you and everyone's staring at you and it's your day.
And
everyone keeps telling you it's your day as if that will make you feel better. But
yeah.
I think the pressure... I go hot just thinking about before of that. God.
I wanted to do this one because something very, very interesting, somebody said something very, very interesting about this whole idea that I really wanted to share, and that is what the podcast is
about.
Oh
my God, is it going to be like a quote of quotes?
It's quite I've built it up too much,
okay,
but
fine.
It's sort of that. But before we get in, and I tell you the great truth, what's your adult thing?
So my adult thing is, look, don't even worry about it. What am I doing after this recording? Well, I'm just going to go to the Affordable Art Fair. stop asking. It's no big deal. I'm going to look. I'll buy some art. It's between £50 and £6,000. I'll be buying £50 art. I'll be buying £50 art, please. Or no
art.
I like one £50 art, please. I think I won't be buying. I'll be perusing. Our friend Danny Turner, he's helped organise it, and he's got a new job, and that's like his job. And I've never been before because I think art fairs are frightening. I just feel like they'll be full of very beautiful older women with grey hair and chignons saying things like, well, I wouldn't possibly go below 4,000. Look, I used 4,000 as a high also, amount for art.
They're much more softly spoken than that.
Sorry. And also, they don't say 4,000. They say, Keith. I mean, again, this is terrible.
The visual description of them was so right. I could see her so clearly.
I can see it. But then when my mouth opens,
beautiful eye makeup and that grey hair.
Keith, it's £4,000. Yeah. That's not what they're saying. I went to a very, very terribly full of wealthy people place recently. I was a plus one. My sister was actually going. I heard somebody go, well, my helicopter is a bit too small. And then everyone went, oh God, John just said his helicopter's too small. And then John said in a quiet voice, it is too small though. And it was, that's what I imagined. But mm-hmm. It's grey hair and she's talking about art.
But the thing is, it's affordable and you're there.
I know.
And so you are...
Tessa did just say to me, are you going to the affordable art fair dressed like that?
No, I did not.
So ready to go to the art?
I just was inquiring if she needed to go home before...
To change.
Yeah, as in like, shall we just leave or do you need to go home first?
To change.
But I understand how someone saying, is that what you're going in? Is very stressful to hear.
But it's okay because I've decided that very rich people don't look like they are making an effort because they don't need to because they're so wealthy. So I'm going to the art fair, the affordable art fair, as if I'm a billionaire undercover.
Well, you don't have to be undercover. Just take ownership of how you're dressed.
I'll just say I'm a billionaire quite a lot.
It's very deep in my psyche, that of just like, well, I imagine they'll just think I'm very wealthy.
You've got the voice. And if I'm honest,
thank you.
The vibe.
And you, thank you. And you shout,
it's £4,000. Keith, it's £4,000. And that's the
once
problem
I went
with my
out,
vibe.
Ran to the post office in my, I was wearing, I think, pajamas. Look, I was wearing a large t-shirt and I thought, it's actually quite cold out there. And I, put a bra on over the top of the t-shirt.
Now.
Because.
Now. Oh my God. How do you like function? Okay. No, I'm in.
Have you ever gone out when it's really cold with no bra?
And put a bra on over my t-shirt? Yeah. No, I have not.
Okay. Well,
no,
I was like.
On underneath.
No,
probably.
I could not be bothered to take my top off and put it back on again. I thought, bloody hell, I'll just put it on the... I actually thought, like, this is a revelation. I just was like, I'll put my bra on top.
I think Madonna did that in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. And...
She didn't go to the post office.
No. But that was genuinely... So I was like, because it makes your nipples like ice, you know? If you've been out with no bra on...
Of course it does.
It's absolutely...
That's why you put a bra on underneath.
Yeah, but I was cold and I couldn't be bothered.
I understand. I don't, but let's say for this anecdote,
I
understand.
I'm now wearing an extremely large black t-shirt that I wore in bed.
Yes, with a bra over the top.
Then another jumper, then like a hoodie or something.
Oh, that's fine, okay.
But, sorry, the hoodie is zip-up
and
has come down.
Right.
So when I return home, I see myself... And I'm like, oh, dear. and my attitude is genuinely like, well, Madonna wore that in the 80s.
Right, okay.
And I thought, like, well, hopefully people will just think it's part of the top. And then my mum saw it and also went, well, people will just say that's part
that's
of
where
the...
you've got it from.
Exactly. And then my dad was like, absolutely not. That's a woman with a bra on over a t-shirt. They probably thought you were escaped from somewhere.
Well, like when you turned up to a podcast recording a couple of years ago and you were wearing, like, a full ski suit. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like a full ski suit in the middle
pink,
of Soho
Barbie
in London.
Pink.
And
it was snowing.
It was, but you were wearing a full pink ski suit.
It wasn't just a ski suit. It was like from the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Imagine a ski suit and then imagine like in a comedy sketch.
Oh, sorry. Imagine someone's... a baby in a romper in the snow.
Yes.
And now make that...
A ski suit.
Grown-up size.
Yeah, so very big, like a sort of... And yeah, you looked absolutely... astounding, I think is the word. But you were very much like, well, that's what I'm wearing.
Sorry, isn't it?
Absolutely amazing.
I look so much better than everybody else on the street.
You didn't, but it's nice that you thought you did. I think. And that's what the beauty
and
is.
And it's this level of confidence that's got us where we are today.
Well, it's got you where you are. And I wish I had a third of it.
Just the magic is to just not give a shit.
No, really great. And I love that. Absolutely love that. So, what's your adult thing?
Oh, dull. I've joined the gym.
That's good.
Thank you. I've not been in the gym for years. And I've gone back to
You're a swimming person, aren't you?
Yes, swimming. I've gone back to attempt to swim. This gym has, you can sign up to a number of free classes. So I went to upside down zero gravity yoga, where you
start,
do...
Start low and then
that's
just build
it. Just
up.
Pop in there, I think. Go in, just try that one. And where you could basically go in a hammock thing and you sort of flip about. So you're swinging it for a bit and then the lady's like, and she was extremely elegant and obviously very beautiful.
Imagine.
And then was like, just put your left leg up and round and then you flip and you're over and you're in the trapeze. and then you're this sort of like just caught in this huge sack. But anyway, it was very nice until you had to go upside down, at which point I had to come out of the sack because I thought it was going to be sick.
Yes, understood. Yeah.
But I look forward to going back.
It's a very adult thing that you've done.
I can't wait to show you. My point is, I've joined it, I'm in, I've paid the money, so I have to go now.
Great. It's a good adult thing.
Thank you.
Good and strong. Right.
Thank you, so strong.
I want to be the centre of attention. Oh no, I've got the wrong end of the stick. I would like to... Okay, so actually, it's a good one for me because obviously, yes, I do shows and we do this and we're very much... My job is very much me being the centre of attention, but I find it quite difficult. But anything that's not a professional setting, I fall apart.
Yes.
When I went to Edinburgh, I did a show, obviously, and then I would genuinely, if people had come to see me, quite a lot, I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to nip home and then I'll come back out for drinks because I would have to go for dinner by myself. Because I just had to be like, I had to sit with it and I just didn't want, I wanted all the conversation about like the show to just have died down and I'd pop in and then we're just friends rather than being like, being like, oh, it's great. And you're like, yes. One thing that puts me off getting married is the thought of that being, I can't.
Yes,
I actually can't. I'd have to hire a double. You'll probably have to do it. And then I'll just sort of be on the sidelines.
You come in at like 10 o'clock or something.
Yes. And then at the bit after the first dance, we'll body swap back.
Perfect.
And then it'll be me and I'll be going around being like, yes, yes, I was. The speech was good, wasn't it? And then I can, yeah.
It's a really common, popular problem.
And maybe that's the first tip, is to body swap if you're
so
frightened.
Number one, get a body double.
Yeah, and actually, the less they look like you, the funnier it is.
It's absolutely ideal. And again, it does astound me that I'm capable of doing, be so confident in some areas and so completely unable to do things.
But it's an interesting element of your personality, because you are like, yeah, I will be head of BAFTA or I will compete in the Olympics, and that's actually fine. But then after a show, I didn't know that you also felt like that.
Oh, 100%. I really struggle with it. And I'm worried about everybody, that everyone's having an okay time. And I don't
like
to...
The moment you're doing that, I do see that. You do that. Yeah, it's the kind of like,
I really...
And that's the anxiety.
I find it very, very hard. Have I recently signed up to attempt to compete at European qualifiers for the modern pentathlon? Yes.
No, you haven't.
I actually don't know what to say in response to
I just thought, give it a go.
Okay, fine.
You know what? I went support online you. And it turned out you could actually just go to the day.
Okay,
you
great.
Could just compete.
Is it in what, like, are we talking Tokyo 2020 here? Or
no, I won't start there. Obviously, I've got to go to the qualifier.
I'm so sorry. Of course.
So I've got to do the national qualifier.
It'll be the next Olympics.
I'm actually going to try and fast track.
Absolutely not.
If I win at this, I would be immediately sort of on an option for the
It's astounding
the British team.
That you're not joking. Like, it's
I'm not joking.
I know you're not joking.
It's the back door in.
It's. I just have absolutely no words. Okay.
No one's competing in modern pentathlon.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if I can continue the podcast. Okay, no, fine.
And yet, incapable of having a birthday.
Right, yes, you absolutely are.
So when
Tessa didn't tell me how old she was or when her birthday was, I would say for the first 4 years of us being friends. Because you didn't want...
I don't like it.
Because there was a big birthday coming up at one point, and I remember being like, is it your big birthday? And you're like, blah, 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 and you like left the room. And I remember saying to the person that I was remaining in the room with, I actually don't know what the answer to the question was. And it came and went, and you were like very... But it's because it's the centre of attention, and because all eyes are on you, and then you have to like, do you have to throw a party? And then, oh God.
So my friend, when we were teenagers, my friend Carmel said her ideal birthday, and Carmel also has American parents and spent a bit of her life in America. So
she sounds like she goes to art affairs and has a chignon and says like, Keith, what?
She, you know, just very confident.
Carmel's a great name.
She's
is what I'm
fantastic.
Saying.
But Carmel said that her ideal party, and she wasn't joking, was that she sits on a chair like Cleopatra. Ideally, it's raised up.
Mm-hmm.
She looks incredible.
Mm.
And many, many guests arrive in a line and pay her a compliment. And then...
I think I've had nightmares about that.
And then they pass on.
And then they pass on to the
next round. No, then they just go go off into the next room to have a snack or whatever.
Sure.
But she doesn't care what they do next.
No.
And I said, and I remember very sincerely meaning this, I said, my ideal party, it's extremely elaborately themed. Mm. I prepare it for 3 to 4 weeks. People say it's the best party they've ever been to, and I am not there. So yeah. I prepare this amazing party for people. There's like various like quest elements to it, and I just leave.
Right.
I don't even see anyone at the party, but everyone has a great time.
Okay, that's so good. Okay.
And I'm like, gosh, that's really...
There's a lot to unpack there.
There's so much to unpack there.
There's very high standards that you'll never possibly be able to hit, while also you're not seeing any of it.
And no,
that's
exactly.
Very interesting and dichotomy.
So, no, I will be able to hit it. So again, I'm like confident I would hit the standards, just so you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is increasing. I see my friend's
character
view.
Of a woman. She is.
Absolutely, is she
never it's... fails to fascinate me.
What a living paradox! Imagine being it.
I genuinely
how
can't.
I get through the day.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Been to a lot of Hindus, been to a lot of weddings, watched my friends have to be the centre of attention, watch them.
Same, yeah.
Struggle with that.
And a sort of high pitch, like, are you having a nice night?
Is everyone okay? Like, you know.
Oh, God.
Anyway, and then this is dedicated to my friend Louise, who her Hindu said that, and again, this is so third hand, a friend of hers had given her this piece of advice: let yourself be celebrated.
Oh,
and
powerful.
It really changed how I thought about a lot of things. So I was at a wedding recently and the DJ was like, it was such a lovely low-key wedding. It was so beautiful. And then the DJ was like, okay, this is the last song of the night. We've got to shut it down. And the bride and groom, we sort of pushed them into being in the middle. They hadn't had a first dance or anything. And people pushed them into being the middle of the circle.
Mm.
And you can see they were both like, ah. And what I wanted to be able to say to them was like, your wedding's not for you. No, like this moment is for all these guests who so desperately want to celebrate you and love you and applaud you.
Yeah.
Even though you're like, oh my God, people, I don't want to be in the middle of this room. It's like, no one does. Like, just let people show their love for you.
Well, have you heard of lovey theatre actors say? So this is like the least relatable thing ever, but it is if you take it to other things.
Yeah.
Bowing at the end of something, mm-hmm. I never used to do it. I'd just run off or be like, that was me, and then go.
Yeah.
Until a very like theatre actory lovey was like, oh, bowing isn't for you. Bowing's for the audience.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh yeah. So not bowing is a dick move. So now I'm fine with doing that. And actually, I've never thought about that in any other context. But of course your wedding is for you.
Of course.
But the party and the celebrations, it's not just for you. And you have to sort of thank the people who came.
It's not that it's not.
By being there for them and saying hi to them.
It just takes all of that pressure away when you see it from that direction. We forget in all of this, like, did you like it? Did you enjoy the thing? It's like, yes, but really, I just love you. Or, you know, say that you've done any big achievement in your life, or
anyone gives you a compliment for anything. You go, thank you.
At the end of, like, even at the end of the marathon, you see people surrounded by their friends and family who've been there to support them. And even though when they were running, they loved seeing people, that bit at the end where they have to talk to them and everyone sort of stood in a circle, you can see people being like, I don't want to stand in this circle anymore. I don't.
But again, awkward. It's
like, when you adjust your mindset and you're like, it's not for me, you know, people want to be able to give you compliments. They want to be able to talk
connection.
About what they took from this show, and they want to be able to love you as a bride or as a...
And celebrate the fact that it's your birthday with you. I remember last year, I got so fed up of how I would respond to compliments. My mum does this whenever I say to my mum anything nice, like, because she looks nice all the time, and she will respond in... She's got an amazing array of, like, deflections. Like, just anything you could think of, she'll say to essentially be like, no, that's not accurate. And you're like... So now I've started to be like, oh, yes, no, you're right. Oh, you're right. No, I didn't think. But actually, I want to be able to say just thank you. Like, thank you. Thanks. And I've started to say that now and just be like, thank you, rather than be like, oh, no, you're wrong. Like, my hair isn't nice. You're actually being rude to the other person. Sorry, mum, you're not being rude to me. I understand.
It's not.
In a way, it is kind of disrespectful. It's disrespecting the sort of little gift that they've brought you.
Well, everyone does it. Everyone bats it away, and everyone knows why people bat. But I have seen a lady who's very, like, sort of public online with her, like, dealing with things like this, saying that she's, and I don't think this is maybe the phrasing, but that when she receives a compliment, she says, thank you, I receive that.
What a tiresome woman.
What a difficult lady.
I hear you.
But a variation on that is what people want, to be able to say thank you.
Let yourself be celebrated is a great motto to keep reminding yourself.
That, like, you know, I've had so many friends of mine who said, like, they honestly wanted to, there was, like, they obviously felt excited and everything, but, like, actually that overwhelming feeling right before they walked down the aisle was just like, oh no.
Yes.
So where does that come from? This insane, like, oh me, God, oh no, I just live in the gutter. Oh no, this.
Yeah.
Oh,
be more American.
I bought
about
it out of a bin, you know, just to be able to say thank you.
And own it.
I tried really hard. You know, we're so good at saying, like, oh, it's absolutely nothing.
Or, and once you've changed that perspective, you can, that's a massive step in seeing that it's not just on you, it's for everybody. Then that kind of helps you go into those situations. You're like, yeah, of course.
You know, I've had so many friends of mine who said, like, they honestly wanted to, there was, like, they obviously felt excited and everything, but, like, actually that overwhelming feeling right before they walked down the aisle was just like, oh no me. But when you remember what it was like when you were stood in the church waiting for somebody, you weren't really looking so much as you were just like, there's so much love.
The,
like,
experience is great.
You know, and similarly, I remember being, in fact, hidden in a small room for your surprise birthday party many years ago. And a friend was, like, really giggling, like, she'd really lost her. She just kept me like, like this. She was like, oh, wow. I always thought the idea of a surprise party was the worst thing in the world, because she was like, I hate the idea of being surprised. I don't like being the centre of attention. I don't like all of these things. But it's not for them. It's for us to giggle
How
in the dark.
Fun, yeah.
It's to be like,
and then, like, the moment when you ordered that was so, like, I couldn't really cope with it.
Yeah.
But then the party just happened. It was like everything had been organised for me. I didn't have to, if I'd have known, I think I would have felt really nervous, because I didn't know. And it just sort of happened. And I was like, oh, God. And then I was like, oh, but all my friends are here, so it's fine.
Exactly.
And it was very
and
nice.
So, you know, when you basically take some of that pressure off yourself and you realise, like, it's not about you. Like, you know, when you were a kid, and I'm going to back myself that this is something that happened to everybody, like, your grandparents bought you some clothes.
Sure, yeah.
Or your grandparents took you out and you came back with something, probably a Gap hoodie.
You know what? Probably was, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you came back, and then there was a fashion show in the living room.
Oh my God, yes.
Right?
Yes.
And again, that happened now, we might all be like, oh, I'm not doing a fashion show.
No.
But you were much better at it when you were eight. That fashion show isn't really for you.
No, it's for your grandparents.
It's for your grandparents to get to celebrate you and to love you and to clap you and to say, like, I got to buy this nice thing for them and them just feel special or whatever. So if you're like, oh no, I don't want to be it. It's like, it's not for you.
Yeah, it's not for you. And that's in the most positive way, it's not for you.
In the most positive way, it's not for you. It's for people who want to show you this love. And many years ago, a very silly thing. My sister was so beautifully dressed and everybody had said how beautiful she looked in this lovely dress. And mostly she was doing a good job of being like, yes, thank you. I received that. I think so too. But then there was like a sort of like, there was all people in character and it was all like, there's now a best dress parade.
Oh my
which
God.
Obviously is like, oh, a boiling hellscape, a horrifying nightmare. And understandably, she didn't want to do it. But I I think now if like you could adjust that thing, if like everyone around you is like, oh my God, go, 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 because everyone's been so nice to you all evening and said how beautiful you looked. You know, obviously you don't want to walk down a little catwalk at a party and be like, look
I'm
how
really
great I look.
Breathe thinking
yeah,
about
all right,
it.
Horrendous. But imagine how that, imagine if you can, and maybe it's like too extreme because it's such a horrible thing to do, but like how excited the people with you would be able to feel.
Yeah, it's like it's the high end of the spectrum.
Exactly.
Why not aim high?
Why not be able to be like, God damn it, I will walk down this, you know, this
in front of everybody in the best dress parade.
Yeah.
But also the idea as well of like interrogating why you don't.
Yeah.
So whether it be a birthday, a wedding, a speech, literally any, or whenever anyone compliments you or whatever. Because when you look at why and you can start to see the sort of issues that you have that you can maybe work on as well, because you can say thank you as much as you like, but there's probably a reason why you feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's probably never going to go away, because you're either somebody that really likes that stuff or you're not. But if you work on those issues, however, you know, maybe some online therapy or maybe like just looking at some articles, just like, or just actually knowing that about yourself might be enough to like accept it, then you will find it a bit easier, I think, to move in those kind of situations. It'll never be fully easy, but I think there's always a reason why we feel like something, isn't there? And we're always like, oh, I guess I'm just this sort of person. We're like, we don't have to be.
Yeah, and I think it's very easy if you feel like you haven't worked hard for something, if something comes very naturally to you and then somebody compliments you on it, it's very easy to be like, oh, I don't. It's very easy.
Yeah, well, whenever anyone says anything nice about this podcast, I'm always like, oh, yeah, it was just being tested, talking shit in it. And you're like, well,
yeah,
it might be in my head, but that's not a fair thing. We work.
We do,
it.
Yeah, we work hard.
And we do a lot of work with it. And also, that's just because it comes quite naturally, us two talking, that's, you know.
Yeah.
But that might not be something that everyone would be able to do or would want to do. So it's wrong of me to do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And even if we do find
it's for them.
Guys, it's for you. But like, even
but
if we do find it easy and nice to do, we do sort of show up when we do it.
That doesn't demean the actual project, does
it? Detract. Just because something was easy doesn't mean... Like, imagine that guy who just ran is the first human in history to the sub-2-hour marathon.
Yeah.
Imagine if at the end when they were like, what an incredible achievement, you know, he was like, oh, well, it's nothing, isn't it? It's a jog. It's a bit of shit, you know? But instead he was like, yeah, I think his actual tweet was like, I'm excited. I don't know where the limit of human achievement is, but I'm excited to find out. It was like something
like
that.
I'm going to start saying that whenever anyone compliments me on my dress. I don't know where the limit of human achievement is, but
and
I think
like,
it's this dress. Thank you. These socks are nice.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, imagine if he, because if he, all those amazing reporters and everyone cheering him, and there was actually a team ran various stages of it with him. So if you watch the footage, various people are coming in right behind him that you're like, well, they're bloody quick as well, but they're actually just have run this final step with him to be the pacemakers, and they're clapping their way down, like everyone's so excited for him to then be
deflect
like, that's nothing, isn't it, be like, no, it's incredible.
It makes everyone feel stupid for having clapped.
Yeah,
it's like, I suppose that's the thing, isn't it?
And he's there being like, yeah, I worked really hard, and even though I am an incredible runner naturally, obviously there's only so much training that can make you good at something like that, there's no point in him being like, well, I got good hamstrings. You know,
no, it's like, when you haven't, you got more than that.
And you got up every day at 5 a.m. and you committed to this for like years and years of your life. So like, take the, no matter how easy you
celebrate,
you're
like,
take that celebration. And at the weddings, you know, when you're like, well, he's nice, isn't he? And I found him in a bin. I found him in a bin.
It was Tinder, so it doesn't even matter.
It is like, Tinder, well, whatever. Well,
like,
it doesn't matter.
Doesn't it?
You work at this relationship and you've committed to somebody for your life. And
your birthday, I don't want to be over the top, but you're alive, aren't you?
You're alive.
You're alive.
You've come this far and you've made these friends. And like,
and, oh, I think as well, psychologically, it will spread to other areas of your life. If you're able to take on just something as simple as a compliment or something as seemingly simple as having a birthday and being able to be like, yeah, I will let everyone
myself
toast me because I'm, you know, I'm 25
screaming.
And that's a cool age. Or like, or you know, I will like dress up nice and not spend the whole time being like, oh, and feeling really panicky. Or like when someone comments on my shoes, I won't say that I found them in a bin because I didn't. I bought them in a shop and they're my decision. And I'm proud of my shoes. I think it sends a good psychological message to the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
It shows you that you're worth being celebrated. If you make that switch, I don't think it will end with your birthday and being complimented. I think you will then start to slowly have more confidence and be more assertive in other areas. It all starts in little like tiny baby steps, and then you realize everything kind of bleeds into everything else, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not really just about your birthday or getting married. If you're listening to me, you're like, well, I mean, I'm not getting married and I've never had a birthday. I don't know what to tell you.
You have
though, haven't you?
You have been in moments where you have been accidentally or otherwise had forced into being the centre of attention, and you have struggled to be in that moment. And if they aren't bridal or birthday or lovely celebration moments, if they are, you know, giving the speech or things that you've been thrust into that you equally feel, you know, butt-clenchingly sick about, we have various podcasts on public speaking, I think, and lots of things like that.
Or how to be confident, we did, which was very helpful. Have a look through our back catalogue, guys.
There is stuff in there, so I don't want
check
to
out, check out the back cat.
But a very interesting story that I want to just say to end on is from the Alison Wood Brooks. Very
love her.
Hello. From the Harvard Business School, from a study in 2013, looked at the effect of how excitement affects performance anxiety. So she had various participants play a karaoke video game, and before they did it, they either had to, they read a little piece of paper that she'd given them that either said, I am anxious or I am excited.
Mm.
And those that said, I am excited performed consistently better those that said, I am anxious. And similarly, they said the options were, you also did a short speech and you did a maths puzzle, but it was, I am calm or I am excited. And without fail, the ones who could say, I am excited beforehand and had said that out loud did always better.
That's so interesting, because there's this real thing among sportsmen where if they to conquer the nerves, they just see it as adrenaline and rather than nerves. And then the moment you make that switch, your brain just starts going, I'm full of adrenaline.
Yeah.
I'm excited to go, rather than, oh, these are butterflies in my stomach. Because actually they can be interpreted either way. It's still, the butterflies in your stomach are just, it's just adrenaline.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't have to be anxiety. You're making that by saying you're anxious. That's really interesting. Yeah.
It's like that anxiety, that thing in your, that feeling, that fear and that nerves is like fire. And that fire can light your fire, or it can burn your house down.
Wow. I thought it was like, it can burn you to death. I was like, well, that's too far, but you didn't. You went for that. It was very powerful.
Thank you.
Very powerful. And you synced.
And you can choose where you put that.
Don't burn your house down, guys.
You don't have to, let it.
You don't have to.
I mean, it's the same fire. It's literally the same fire.
Let it light your heart.
And so, let's, like you're saying, like those tiny mental switches that's like, I'm anxious, I'm excited. Oh, look, they're nerves. Oh, no, wait, they're adrenaline. Oh, God, everyone, this is for me. Oh, no, this is for everyone.
Yeah.
I let myself be celebrated. I take this compliment. I let myself be the
thing. Let yourself be celebrated.
Let yourself be celebrated because people love you and they want you to just be a nice bride.
I love you.
Get in the middle.
That was very, you know what? That was very interesting. And it wasn't about how to be a big old.
Well, I have really, really been dwelling on it recently because I've just been watching so many people go through it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, but well done. Good suggestion.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely top suggestion from you. And I hope that helps anyone listening. I think, I mean, how can it fail to? How can it fail to?
And that's the kind of confidence you can walk away from this with.
I'm just asserting that right now.
If you have a bride or a hen do in your life coming up, send them our way to
own it.
To listen. Let the women in your life listen to it.
Yeah, if you know anyone who's like that, who they've never had a birthday party or something, like, I think people need to start celebrating themselves. Life is too frustrating and awful without imposing that upon fun things as opposed to fun. And we all need a little bit of a boost, don't we? If you want to give us a boost, tweet us at Nobody Panic Pod or me at Stevie M. This is a five. It is.
I am Tessa.
I am Tessa.
Your Twitter handle?
I am Tessa Coates.
It's just letters.
Great.
Come on down. There's good stuff there.
There's good content. And nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com if you have any suggestions, because we are, I mean, pretty much all of them, apart from that one, which was Tessa's, we've been working through your suggestions. We may not have credited you, but we've been working through them.
Sometimes we forgot who asked.
But yes, thank you so much for listening, and we will be back, as ever, next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.